I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. First, we'll track the latest terror trends in Pakistan and learn what they mean for gospel workers. Later, children become Christ ambassadors in Iran. First, Pakistan sets up internment centers for terror suspects in Balochistan, a turbulent province bordering Afghanistan and Iran. FMI's Nehemiah says,
Balochistan is the bleeding wound and burning land of Pakistan.
Violence has risen in the border region since the Afghan Taliban came into power 3 years ago. Attacks numbered over 650 last year, with 23% occurring in Balochistan.
These attacks caused the loss of innocent lives, widespread destruction of infrastructure, and severe disruption of daily life.
The internment center decision follows a series of attacks that killed 74 people in Balochistan in late August. At least 23 people were pulled from their vehicles and shot dead by armed gunmen after being identified as Punjabi citizens.
The group's ability to orchestrate such a complex attack raises significant concerns about the effectiveness of Pakistani intelligence. These attacks across multiple locations point to planning and substantial resources.
Gospel work continues despite the latest uptick in risk. Now that you know, how will you respond? Connect with FMI on our website for tangible ways to help. Most importantly, pray.
Please pray for the church planters in Balochistan. Ask God to give them strength, courage, and wisdom as they lead their congregation through challenging times.
Meanwhile, the intense persecution of Christians in northern Nigeria is creeping south, but it's not stopping believers there from gospel ministry. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says their central contact, Brother Andrew, distributes gospel booklets across 5 locations. These booklets have scripture and Bible studies in the local languages. They are versatile, perfect for the creative spirit of African believers.
When they get the material, they get so excited that they see all of these new opportunities. They may start out with just one idea or two, but then it says, oh, well, we could use it in this ministry and we could use it in this.
Booklets have gone to children, prisoners, hospital patients, bus travelers, people on the street, and more, even as persecution spreads from the north.
Andrew is getting reports of churches being burned and ministries being stopped from doing their work, etc. It's not closing things down, but it's becoming more and more of a risk for many of them.
Believers are taking every opportunity to reach new people for Christ. Please pray for them and for Brother Andrew.
He gets so many requests and he can not fill them. And so we're having to send him 2 containers a year instead of 1.
Learn how you can help cover costs of printing, shipping, and distribution for this critical work in the full story at missionnews.org. Finally, the animated show Superbook is reaching kids in Iran with the gospel, and they're receiving it with joy. For over 40 years, Superbook has brought Bible stories to life for kids across the world. Now it's becoming available in Farsi through the work of Heart for Iran's Jennifer Rost and her team. Rost says parents call in saying the show is inspiring their kids to become better people and recognize true good and evil.
We also get a lot of messages, parents asking for Bible for their kids because their kids, after watching a few episodes, they get excited and captivated by the show and wanting to have their own Bible and wanting to read it.
When a child grasps who Jesus is, they begin to pray for their families. One girl named Yalda called the Heart for Iran team.
She said, I want to receive Jesus. And she said, but I'm concerned about my uncle too. He doesn't see Superbook. He's drug addicted, and I'm afraid that he goes to hell. This is so heartwarming that kids not only think about themselves, they think about their family members.
The team is helping Yalda walk through her new faith and pray for her uncle. Would you join in praying for kids in Iran like her? Consider partnering with Heart for Iran as they translate more Superbook episodes into Farsi.
It's really crucial to have that fund to keep this program moving forward.
Details on how at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.